Welcome in, team. Let's talk about exercise-associated muscle cramps. If you're an endurance athlete, you've likely felt them or watched a teammate fight them. The data is clear. Cramps hit 50 to 60% of healthy adults, jump to 67% for triathletes, and affect over half of all runners and cyclists. It's a universal challenge in our sport. For decades, we've been told it's all about dehydration and losing too many salts. But the science has moved on. The old hydration theory is out. What's driving the conversation now is the neuromuscular control theory. Here's the bottom line. Cramps are a neurological event. They're triggered by muscle fatigue, not just an empty water bottle or a low sodium level. Look at the finish line data. Athletes who cramp and those who don't end up with nearly identical hydration status and electrolyte profiles. Fluid loss alone just doesn't tell the whole story. Sure, heavy sweating means you're losing fluids and sodium. But dehydration doesn't explain why cramps usually strike late in the race, why they love multi-joint muscles like the calves, hams, and quads, or why they still happen on cool, comfortable days. The real trigger is neuromuscular fatigue. According to the neuromuscular control theory, the problem starts right in the central nervous system. As fatigue sets in, it throws a wrench in the delicate balance between two key neural sensors inside your muscle. First, you have the muscle spindles. These detect stretch and tell the muscle to contract. When you're fatigued, they go hyperactive. At the same time, your Golgi tendon organs, the biological safety brakes that send inhibitory signals to relax the muscle under high tension, start to lose their grip. That imbalance leaves your alpha motoneurons hyperexcitable. The result? Uncontrolled, painful contractions. This neural pathway is exactly why passive stretching works so fast. You stretch, you increase tendon tension, you wake up those GTOs, and you restore the inhibitory signal to break the cramp cycle. And it gets even more interesting. Neurological research has uncovered a direct mouth-to-spine reflex pathway. When you consume substances that activate TRP channels, think pickle juice, vinegar, capsaicin, or ginger, you're stimulating sensory nerves right in your mouth and throat. Those signals fire down the vagus nerve straight to the brainstem and spinal cord. They rapidly boost inhibitory neurotransmitter activity and raise your threshold for cramping. The numbers back it up. Pickle juice resolves cramps 45% faster than water and 37% faster than doing nothing. It proves that rapid neural intervention beats metabolic correction every time. So, because cramping is fundamentally a neuromuscular control issue, your prevention strategy has to target neural adaptation and fatigue management. Aggressive hydration alone won't cut it. Let's talk evidence-based strategies. First, smart pacing and progressive overload. Gradually ramping your training intensity by no more than 10% weekly gives your neuromuscular system the time it needs to adapt. Remember, cramps usually strike after accumulated fatigue overwhelms that neural control. In a marathon, that's often past the 35-kilometer mark. We see this in training camps all the time. Cramp incidence drops from 37% in week 1 down to just 4% by week 4 as your body acclimates. Second, neuromuscular conditioning. Sport-specific endurance work, plyometrics, and eccentric strengthening will improve the firing patterns of your spindles and GTOs. This builds your body's natural resistance to cramping under fatigue. Third, strategic hydration and nutrition. While fluids and salts aren't the primary cause of cramps, maintaining that balance absolutely supports overall neuromuscular function. Here's your execution plan. Drink 17 to 20 ounces of fluid 2 to 3 hours before you start. Aim for 1 to 2 liters per hour on the move, and fuel with 30 to 60 grams of carbs every hour to delay glycogen depletion and keep that fatigue at bay. If you're a heavy sweater with high sodium loss, you may need to bump that to 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of sodium per liter of fluid. Now for immediate treatment on race day. At the first sign of a cramp, passive stretching is your fastest, most effective intervention. Alternatively, a small shot of pickle juice or another TRP-activating substance can rapidly trigger that neural reflex to shut down the contraction. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Muscle cramps are a neurological phenomenon driven by fatigue-induced imbalances in motor control. It's not simply a lack of water or salt. Prevention relies on proper pacing, targeted neuromuscular training, and strategic nutrition to delay the onset of neural fatigue. When they do occur, immediate stretching or consuming a TRP-activating substance provides rapid relief by resetting that neural signaling. By understanding and training that brain-muscle connection, you can significantly reduce your cramping risk, protect your performance, and race with total confidence. Now, let's get to work.